lamb lights and they could be like nativity, and that's fine. That's fine, right? But the journey to celebrating Jesus is intentionality for us. Tree, that's fine. Now, what if I have a tree but don't talk about Jesus? Is that fine? No. What if we give gifts but we don't say this is why we give gifts? Would that be fine? Probably not. What if we did all the fun elf on the shelf and all the things or whatever but didn't talk about King Jesus in the manger? Would that be fine? No. So don't get hung up on the details of the stuff, guys. You may not be able to get out of 5 Christmas dinners this year and 4 Christmas parties, and right, it would be unwise for you to jump into a family and go, I ain't giving nobody nothing anymore because I love Jesus. That would not be wise, right? And those people are like, yeah, you do. And you're just like everybody else that tells me that they love Jesus, and then they come just destroy everything that we've done. That's unwise, right? You may not be able to not do some of those things immediately, but guess what you can do is say that your God is with you in them and have conversations about it and tell people how Christmas is kind of crazy and maybe not exactly how you'd like it to be, and then tell them how your life's a little crazy and might not exactly how you'd like it to be. And then share with them that God's with you in it and that you're learning and you're growing and you're working to have faith. Like, man, Zechariah didn't have faith, and you know, but God was still faithful in it. And there's a lot of stuff that happens. And the rest of the story, we're going to let you read it for yourself. But Mary and Joseph have to travel a really long way. And when they travel to the place and where God's going to show up, they're not welcomed. Ever had to travel a long way at Christmas and not be welcomed? Right? You want to introduce Jesus into the story. There's no time for it. Nobody wants to hear it. Maybe you want to read the Christmas story. You ain't having it. Jesus wasn't welcomed. Jesus didn't have acceptance. Jesus didn't have a place to stay. Can that still be in your Christmas story and you still make it about Jesus? Yes. And so here's our thought for today, right? And the question for you is, do you have a simple statement for your Christmas? Is it about Jesus? I hope so. Do you have a crazy life? I hope so. Because that's the life that you see of the people that follow God. They choose to believe that God's with them in that. They choose to hear him in it. They choose to try to trust him in it. And so a crazy life story with God in it is a beautiful crazy life story with God in it. Don't dismiss the Lord because you feel like your story is a little crazy. And the same thing with you guys for Christmas this year, okay? It can be different things you don't want. Maybe you can make a lot of changes. That's great. But in a crazy journey in the next 2 weeks, would you be a person that says, my God is with me in it, and I'm going to look for opportunities to share, and I'm going to expect rejection, and I'm going to expect things not to go perfectly, and I'm going to expect some really amazing things too. Because some people are going to show up. And some people are going to celebrate the King with you. And it's not going to be the people that maybe you want it to be, but there'll be some people that are there. That's the Christmas story. Will your Christmas story be the Christmas story this year? And that concept, that idea, is pretty simple. Right?
We want to thank you for spending part of your day with us. Our mission at Real Life is to reach the world for Jesus one person at a time. If you'd like more info on the ministry or a giving opportunity, be sure to download the RLM app or visit us online at reallifeministries.com.